Martin Sexton and Pine Away. It's 106.5 Mountain FM. Of course, one of the artists for the Canmore Folk Music Festival. This is the Folk Fest Takeover Hour that we do every single year here with Artistic Director Sue Panning joining us. Tell us a little bit about the Folk Fest. I mean, we've got obviously the music rock and the three stages in Centennial Park, but there's so much else that happens during the Folk Fest as well, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right. We kick it off on Friday night, so that's July 31st this year at the Civic Center. We have a live broadcast of the Celtic show where we have some artists that are already in town come do some interviews and play some songs. And then we have a live street party, and this year it's with Shred Kelly.
Fantastic.
Then on Saturday we have a free kids concert down at the Senior Center with Celso Machado. He was here and did some workshops and concerts in a bunch of schools in town. So he's a fantastic performer. So I hope lots of kids show up for that because he's really wonderful. That's Saturday from 1 till 2. From 1 till 4 that day is a free youth songwriting workshop with School of Song, which is a group based out of Edmonton, teaching kids about songwriting. That's a free thing, also at the Senior Center. And then on the Monday, we have the Heritage Day Pancake Breakfast, which it's a scholarship fundraiser for us. We give out a bunch of scholarships at the high school, the Canmore Jam Fund, as well as three others from the festival. And we have Nico Tobias and Abby Rodeo, who's a local guy that went through high school and he's now up at Grant McEwen. So it's kind of full circle to have someone who's received one of the scholarships playing. And there's also the Highline Magazine Pub, which is our offsite pub at the Union Hall.
That's become a pretty popular thing since you introduced it a few years
ago. Oh, yeah, it's great. It's really wonderful because we have so many locals playing there. Gord March, Mike Petroff, the Kennedy administration, the Raven and the Fox, all kinds of people. So it's a really great opportunity to see our locals in a cool setting, and it's a packed crowd all the time. So it's a really wonderful thing.
Fantastic. CanmoreFolkFestival.com is full schedules, ticket information, that sort of thing. Let's go back to what you were mentioning before, the Friday night street party. An artist who's performing there as well as headlining the Saturday night main stage. We're fans of them here at Mountain FM. Shred Kelly. They're a cool band out of Fernie, BC.
Yeah, they're just a bunch of ski bum buddies that got together and were jamming and decided that it really worked for them and created this band, Shred Kelly. And they've been creating a lot of buzz lately. They've been touring quite a bit. And it's just really fun music, and we hope lots of people show up for the street party and come also to the festival, see them on Saturday night for our dance set, the last act of the night.
I've never actually seen them live, but from what I've heard, they're a real high, fun, high-energy live show.
Yeah, that's right. They call their music Stoke Folk.
Awesome. We're going to hear some new music from Shred Kelly here just after the break.